Hey, Ruben.
Hey, sorry about that. How are you doing?
Good, good. Thanks for the call back.
No worries. I put you on hold and then I couldn't hear you. We got a new phone system, so
Got it.
let me bring
Okay,
up your
cool.
account. Bear with me. So my underwriting team, did you get my email by any chance?
Yeah, I read your email, and obviously that to me that doesn't sound too good. I mean, if you're going
Yeah,
back and forth.
they're peppering me, and I don't like to, when I buy something, I want the person who's selling me a product to be upfront with me if there's any issues. And this is an atypical turnaround, but they're destroying me with a ton of questions. There's a
Okay.
gentleman that helps is an underwriting supervisor. He actually just stepped out for about 30 minutes, but I wanted to get him on the
Okay.
line. So basically, I'm waiting for several answers, but if you've got to make a call with someone else, I
Yeah.
completely understand. I'm hoping to get an answer within the next, like, this morning, but I'm getting peppered with questions.
Okay,
Do you have
so
any other?
around noon I'm going to pull the trigger on another deal. And
What
so
other offer do
if
you have on the table? Do you mind if I
well,
ask what the terms
I
are?
actually have a private source as well, so
Oh,
for
okay.
family
Private
funding.
funding.
So yeah. So if this doesn't work out, then obviously the private funding was always my absolute backup, because I just don't want to take advantage of that situation. But the individual has always been there for us. So at the
Okay.
end of the day, it's there for us. But if the goal was always to work with an institution and build a relationship. So if things don't work out with you guys, then we'll move forward with the other source. So I'll
Gotcha.
just kind of leave that with you. I mean, if your underwriter comes in and wants to talk to me, that's fine. But reality is, Ruben, like I have zero patience for when an underwriter is looking for a way to kill a deal. I'd rather work with somebody that's looking for a way to make a deal happen.
Absolutely.
In this scenario, it just seems like they're putting a lot of stress on you, and we're turning over all this data, and it's really, I mean, we're not getting any feedback, as to what we're working towards.
Well,
And
I mean, I can give you some feedback. So basically, what's happened with a lot of second and third positions are there's been a tremendous amount of defaults in the industry. Oh, I
okay.
just got a note in your file. Hold on. So we actually reached out to the company that your loan was sent to, Business Financial Services. They declined it because the balance was too high. So
Okay.
they're a pretty conservative lender, so it's not something that I'm not sure. One of our credit officers. So basically, what one of our credit officers did is this. They'll call your bank to get a bank balance, and I guess when they
Okay.
called, the balance was $505 because you sent some
Okay.
money out, which is nothing like horrific. But
Right.
basically, a lot of credit officers are essentially afraid to put their name on the line. My job is to make your deal happen. Their job is to do due diligence. But if your plan of attack is 12, that still gives me about 1 hour and 40. So let me see what I can drum up. I appreciate, you
Sure.
giving me a call back, and I'll see what I can put together here.
Okay. Thanks, Ruben.
You got it, brother. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.